This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable, that's all. Just get involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, live chat room going on there, as well as that Facebook thing. They got a Facebook Live, so I guess you guys can chat there as well. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Man, I got to tell you something. If you know, we could do, I'm not going to, not interested in it, but we could do, you know, 10 hours a day with the way, with how crazy the news has gotten. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was listening to some comments they made about Avenatti, giving him a pass when it comes to, you know, becoming president and all the stuff he said. You know, he's so good for the Democrat Party. I mean, they're nuts, these people. Seriously. So, you're listening to the Real Side. I just get so excited. You know, like you know, you wind up, remember the old planes? You'd wind up the propeller on the plane, you know, get the rubber band real tight, and bang, you were gone. I think you guys have heard about this over the last day or two, with Hillary made the crack about Cory Booker and Eric Holder. Remember that? You know, I made the same kind of crack once when it came to women entertainers. And somebody I know shot me with a Nerf gun. And then I got some comments about it because, who was it, Beyonce, and who's the other one? Huh? I am, for a reason.
I don't know.
Okay, it was Beyonce and somebody who looks like her. And all right, so first she was doing the pelvic thrust and whatever, and somebody said, is that so-and-so? And I said, no, it's so-and-so, and I was wrong. I said, well, they all look alike to me. And some of you boneheads thought I was just talking about black people. Frankly, I didn't even know Beyonce was black. That's number one. Number two is they all look alike because they all wear those skin-colored suits and do pelvic thrusts. So, I'm sorry, 17-year-old boys are not looking at them holding the mic to their mouth and singing. They're looking at the pelvic thrust. So, give me a break. Now, if you're going to write me nasties, please copy me on the nasties that you write Mrs. Clinton. Because most of you are hypocrites. But she was at an event, and the moderator asked her a question, and she went sideways. But guess what? She got a pass. Check it out, if it works. Nah, you knew that was going to be too easy, right? All right, let's try this again. Come on, you can do it. Oh, come on. Anyway. Yeah. Are you sure? I'll learn how to use this someday. All right, let's try this again. Mrs. Clinton, trying to cover her tracks, makes a really, if I had done this, the mic would go dead in a few minutes. You'd have another commentator here.
Ever. You know, that's childish.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him, and you feel free?
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying, kick them in the shins, essentially, start to get to that kind of political...
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well.
Wow. See? Even you said wow. I couldn't get away with that, but...
You were talking about the way they were dressed.
And the beauty, did you see what the audience did? They giggled and laughed and applauded her. What the heck? Again, if I had done that, they would have crucified me and taken me off the air in minutes. But see, they get a pass again. There's always an excuse why the left can get away with it. Why the left really didn't mean it. And Juan Williams today defended her. Well, not just her, but defended the whole... See, the whole idea is that people on the left are not hateful. Therefore, when they make these comments, they're not made in a terrible and mean and racist way. They're just simply made as a joke. But every time a Republican says it, it's made because of hate. Really that simple. You know, and now this conversation, truly, she actually said in an event shortly thereafter that she'll make her, ready for this? Now, if you're driving, breathe deep, right? But she actually said she'll decide on whether she's running for president or not after the midterm elections. So in other words, what she's saying is, yes, I'll run for president again. No maybe. Come on. No maybe there. That was the first shot across the bow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Is this the best these people can do? I mean, this is the big tent place, right? They have all colors, shapes, sizes, ethnicities, all kinds of things going. And the only thing they can come up with is, ready for this? Mrs. Clinton? Bernie Sanders, right, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, as a real diverse group of old white people, yes. You know, Bernie took a vow of poverty until they gave him $600,000 for that new home of his. All of a sudden, not so much. Right, and there's even some talk about, look, let's finish off that list, right? You've got Avenatti now thinking about it, right? And Bloomberg about the president. I mean, give me a break. Again, a bunch of old white folks. Isn't that interesting? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pastor David Haig joins me. We're going to talk about the hate going on in this world today. Seriously, where's God in all of this? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. It's Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. You know, got to have happy music once in a while, right? Got to have happy feet. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation in the chat room online, or being part of the Facebook conversation. But, you know, I love to have people on, and, you know, we've had a tragedy here in this country on Saturday. And if you listened to the show last night, if you didn't catch the show last night, go back and get the segment I had with a rabbi, Mark Blaser. We talked about, you know, the Jewish community, how this affects the Jewish community, and the hate that's aimed at the Jewish community. Where does it come from? Why do we see, you know, why are people so shocked about anti-Semitism, and yet we do stories in the show on a daily basis about the anti-Semitism, the Jewish hate, if you would, being pushed on college campuses, and I mean pushed. We do enough stories to where I'm comfortable saying that. And I just don't get it. This is just beyond me. These professors on college campuses that are supposed to be teaching, I will say it this way, but a progressive viewpoint on life, on learning, on ethnicities and religion doesn't seem to be working that way. Anyway, I've asked Pastor David Haig to join me, and it's been a while since he's been on the show, but I got to have him on more, and we've got a lot to talk about. But this is one of them. First of all, Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me.
Hey, great, Joe. I always love being with you and your listeners. I think anybody who listens to you must want to think, and those are the kind of people I like to interact with.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, people have to think. They have to think about why they have the position that they have. And first, before we get into all that, Saturday was a great tragedy. And
absolutely.
The act that was committed by that man was not the act of a political act or a white act or a black act. It was just an act of unadulterated hate, was it not?
Absolutely. It was horrible. I mean, when I heard about it, and Joe, I don't even know if you know this, but my mother is Jewish. Well, she's not alive anymore, but that makes me Jewish, my brother Jewish, and my brother's actually a Messianic rabbi. And so this hits closer to home with some of us who understand the whole history. But, you know, I really think that what we've got to do is take a broader look backwards, not just this one, but the prevalence of violence, gun violence, knife violence, property being destroyed violence. And we've got to ask ourselves, where does this start? And, you know, me, I'm a philosopher / theologian, and I really believe what has happened over the last 50 to 100 years in our fair country is that our ethical foundation has been obliterated. It used to be that we thought, okay, what is a standard for right and wrong comes outside of us. Traditionally it's been God, or even it's been kind of the unwritten but understood mores of civil culture, civil society, that certain things are right and certain things are wrong. And you're born into a culture, into a society, and you come to understand those and you come to live by those. What has happened in the last, I don't know about timeline, but last 50 years or so, especially in the West, is that we have decided that no longer do ethical standards lie outside of us into which we are born, a culture, but now they originate in us, that we create our own reality. We create our own truth. We create, for instance, what is ethically right and wrong for us. In fact, freedom has actually been redefined as I am no longer influenced by that which comes outside of me. I am a person. I am valuable. I am powerful. I am fierce. And what I believe is true now is true. When that happens, that erodes what I would call a community ethic. It erodes the idea that what I do has an effect on you. And what takes its place is I don't really care what my actions may have an effect on. I'm going to do this because this is what I want. If you were to talk, I'm sure, to the man who killed 11 people, injured 6 more, 4 of whom are peace officers, if you were to talk to him right now, he'd tell you that I have good reasons for doing what I did. He actually believes it. Mm-hmm. He's told himself a story that he believes. But we as society look at that and go, that is absolutely wrong. Now, I got another example. Today we learned that one of the worst criminals ever, Whitey Bulger, was killed while in prison mm-hmm. by at least 2 other inmates. But what you'll find is that there's not going to be any politician, no group stand up and decry that violence. Why? Because inherently we know that Whitey Bulger, who is the FBI says you'd have to look a long way to find a worse criminal, a man who has murdered more people. Instinctively, we understand that even though it came in the wrong way, his death is not a tragedy, because our ethical mores keep calling us back to the idea that if someone murders a bunch of people, he deserves to die. Now, I'm not for people getting killed by others in prison, and there's going to have to be some investigation there. But if you take those 2 things and compare them, we are outraged at what happened at Tree of Life in Pittsburgh. But we're not outraged by the fact that a criminal died. What that means is that there's still an ethical understanding that life is sacred. It is not to be taken unless that person has himself murdered.
Yeah,
it's an ethical stand.
I agree with you. No, I look at that stuff, and society has so split on issues. You start talking about morality. I mean, who decides what morality is? Who decides what's right and wrong? If every person on the planet sets their own morality, there's no system for them in place, then what do we have? 7.8 billion versions or visions on what morality is or ethical standards.
Yeah, and you go back to the book of, you know, the Bible, in the book of Judges, and the last part of the book of Judges says that there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Well, we're seeing that now in this post-Christian world in the West, that ultimately everybody says, you know what, not everybody, but a lot of people are saying, if I want to go out and shoot a bunch of congressmen while they're playing softball, or if I want to shoot some police officers in Dallas as a sniper, or if I want to walk into, you know, a Baptist church in the South and murder a bunch of people, if I want to walk into a synagogue and murder a bunch of people, that somehow is reasonable. And this is where we're losing the battle. We are losing the battle for what is actually reasonable and right because we've done two things. Number one, we've bought into the Darwinian and evolutionary and abortion mindset that life really doesn't have a meaning unless we want it to. So an unborn child, it may have meaning if I want to bring it into life, if it's my child, but it doesn't have meaning if I don't want it. And as soon as...
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, as soon as we devalue life everywhere, we've devalued it anywhere.
Yep. I'm Joe Mazzino. I'm Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back with Pastor Haig right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzino here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and wife Melania visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, where an anti-Semitic gunman murdered 11 people during services last Sunday. The president laid flowers on a makeshift memorial outside the synagogue and spoke with the rabbi. Earlier, funeral services were held for some of the victims. Mourner Robin Faulkner says Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz was more than just her family physician.
He was our family doctor. My kids went to him. My ex-husband went to him. He's just become a dear, dear, dear friend.
Tree of Life congregation member Judith Semitz said after surviving the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp and the synagogue shootings, he understands his purpose in life.
When I started to talk to schools about the Holocaust, I realized that that's my mission in life, to tell people because they don't know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
There's a man who had a heck of a conversion in his life over the years. I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to welcome back to the show Pastor David Haig. I enjoy having him on with me. And we're talking about the hate, about the nasty that took place on Saturday morning. But again, as we were talking a few minutes ago, what are we really teaching our young people? What are we really teaching society is what's acceptable or not acceptable? And first of all, Pastor Haig, welcome to the show. And, you know, we were talking during the break, which is really, really good conversation. A really good conversation happens. You know, you said there's no more morals. Ethical standards are a whole different. But that's because we're not teaching. We're not setting up. We're not forming inside of our young people what's good and what is bad. They don't want to call out what's good and bad because they don't want anybody to feel bad about doing something wrong. If it feels good, I don't want to use that, it's an old term, but if you believe it to be right for yourself, then nobody can tell you that's the wrong thing to do, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've set up the dynamic individual as the trump card to everything. See, what has happened is that there are four basic questions to life. Who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing? And where am I going? And it's always in the past. The history of mankind is that I didn't create myself. I was created. I was created by a God that I now have to live before. I am here to live life the way he wants it lived. That's who I am. That's why I'm here. And where am I going? Well, after I die, I'm going to have to stand before God and give an account for the way I've lived. So all of those things held us accountable. Number one, it meant life was sacred. But as soon as Darwin and the evolutionary folks got together, that we see its end result in the abortion ethic that says, no, that thing in the womb isn't a person. It's a non-viable tissue mass. And even after it could be delivered, we know that there are third trimester abortions where they actually deliver the child or partly, and then they kill it.
Yep.
And so we have several generations who have grown up now believing that if you don't like a certain life, if you don't like a baby, if you don't want the baby, it's inconvenient, you just kill it. It's fine. It's not really a person. But this devalues life. And so if you have a society that has cut off any accountability to a higher power, There's no future accountability. That means that not only life is devalued, but death is no longer feared. And so you have a rise in suicide because, as Stephen Hawking is famous for saying, when you die, it's like turning off a computer. Well, if you put all those things together, you begin to realize life is meaningless. And so it increases the opportunity for suicide. But also, it's what this guy did, or any number of people have done, in taking another human life. They don't cringe at it. There's no moral accountability. They may be held accountable here on Earth, but if they think that's the best way to make a statement, then that's what they're going to do. And, you know, I see it all over the place in the devaluing of human life, the devaluing of human interaction. We have incivility. We have inhumanity to man. We have violence. We're no longer a community that says, hey, I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. So as soon as you take the supernatural out of the ethical formation of people, you end up with basically hopelessness and violence, and anything goes. And quite frankly, it's frightening.
Oh, I'll tell you what's frightening to me. And you know, I'm usually the idiot in the room. I don't know what I'm talking about. But here's what I see in general. You watch television, which we do a lot of. We watch YouTube and television, all that fun stuff, right? You have sex between anyone, anything, at any time has become the norm. Dad has been an idiot for at least 30 years on TV, right? He can't do anything right. Takes mom to bail him out. The kids are usually even smarter than the dad in most of these shows. Simply put, God doesn't exist. And then you have these suicide shows that become, over the last few years, become a big deal where they're actually, I won't say promoting, but they're definitely holding up as not the wrong thing to do to commit suicide, because then your pain is done and over with. I mean, think of those things. You're creating a society that has absolutely no value whatsoever.
I remember when Ronald Reagan was running for president, and they kept asking this question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Well, I want to ask the nation, all your listeners, me and you personally, are we better off as a nation now than we were 20, 30, 40 years ago? Are we better off now that we have pushed God not only to the margin, but we've pushed him off the page? Are we better off now that we are allowing our young people to grow up with their own ethic, choosing their own gender, deciding what their own work rate's going to be, deciding what their own ethical mores are going to be? The answer is no. The answer is we have more incivility. The answer is we have even with all the progressives running around, we have less progress. We aren't progressing in terms of character, in terms of a nation that is morally strong. Suicides are up, divorce is up, crime against women way up. Are we better off because of that? No, we're not.
No. Listen, I had a conversation with a young person. If they're listening, I'm not going to call their name out or anything. And she was talking about, marriage, and a conservative young lady, and she was talking about marriage, and she'd really rather pursue her career first. And most of you old, looking to me, most of you old folks think that's a bad thing. I said, no, I don't think it's a bad thing. I have my different feelings on it, but if that's what you want to do and you want to pursue your career, that's okay. And she said, but the other problem with this is that you push on us that we have to get married, that we can't live together. And look at look at your divorce rates. And I looked at her and I said, funny you should say that, because you're harping on those 51 or 52 or 53% that get divorced. I've been married to a woman I love for almost 20 years. My dad just celebrated his 60th. Or so. I mean, I go through a whole list of people that stay together and still love each other. Why are you harping on the negative? And she had no response, because they've been conditioned to believe differently.
Well, the studies are clear that those people who cohabitate, their marriages last, their relationships last much shorter, and when they do get married, they're much more prone to divorce than those who don't cohabitate. I mean, Sherilyn and I just celebrated 41 years, and it's been great because we have a moral foundation that says that the marriage doesn't exist for me. I exist for her, she exists for me, but both of us, we exist as a married couple to bring glory to the God who created us, who brought us together, and who said, this is the best way to live. And so we curb our appetites, we curb our lusts to fit into the moral paradigm that Almighty God has given us. And guess what? It really works. But when you get rid of the God and you get rid of the paradigm, You also get rid of the safety net that it provides.
But you're a human being with your own will. Shouldn't you be allowed to find joy and happiness? And who? Why should anybody tell you what's right or wrong? You should be able to make your own rules, right?
Well, and that's the beginning place of a difference theologically. I believe that, that sin entered into the world through Adam and Eve, and as a result, all of us come into this world broken. We don't come in neutral. We come in broken. And it's clear. You don't have to teach a kid to steal. You don't have to teach a kid to lie. You don't have to teach a child to get mad when someone takes their toy. You don't have to teach them to deny when they get caught doing something. That's inbred. Everybody comes into the world at some level of brokenness. And it's only, as I understand it, in getting new life from God, new spiritual life in Christ, that I'm now able to actually live a life that is going to be not only good in this life, but in the next one as well. You know, and when you throw out God and you throw out the spiritual element and you throw out theology, I don't think you have anything left that's worth camping on.
Well, I agree with you. You have to have a center. You have to have, you know, you and I know each other. I mean, for me, it's God, period, end of discussion. I don't always hit it right. None of us do, but I try. But that's the center. The center is not Joe Messina, because I'll tell you what, buddy, if the center was Joe Messina, you'd all be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So,
You know what, Joe, I know exactly what you mean, but I would take a million more just like you, quite frankly.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So, but again, parents, and I'm going to harp on Christian parents for a moment, but Christian parents have stopped taking their rightful place as parents, as the teacher, as the mentor, as the guider. And because I see it all the time. You don't want your child to be upset with you. You want your child to be happy with you. You're not helping them. You're not giving
right.
your child the stability that they need. You got about a minute.
Well, we call that child-centered parenting. You know, too many people in my generation and in the generation below me, I'm 62, in the generation of 40s, they want to be their kid's best hip friend, best, you know, rather than the parent. And the parents need to parent. I was in a coffee shop here in our city today, and I ran into three women, two of whom knew you, Joe, who had talked to you about schools, and they're Christ followers, and they're telling me how hard they work, that when their kids come home from junior high and high school, they sit them down and they ask them, what have you learned? What were you told? And then they try and correct it. They're being told things that are just unbelievably bad.
Oh, yeah. Society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Edgar Winter with Free Ride. There is no free ride. Somebody is paying for that somewhere. But anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Let me bring him in. Pastor David Haig joins me as I hope to set this up more often so we can get more of this godly talk into the conversation, talk about where society's at, maybe help some of you. And yeah, I'm going to do it. He doesn't have to. I'm going to do it. Take some of my Christian brothers and sisters and have you truly get involved, get engaged with your children. Get involved and get engaged with what they've got going on at school. We used to ask our kids every night, what are you learning? What are you talking about? You know, because they don't like to talk, but what are you talking about at school? You know, what went on here? What went on there? You've got to poke and prod and ask questions because you wouldn't believe some of the things that are being taught in school districts across this country today. And it's not that hard to find it. Just go online, and it's not that hard to find some of the crazies that are happening. Anyway, Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me.
Hey, always a pleasure, Joe.
All right, so let's talk about this thing that, you know, comes up every year, and I love talking to you about it every year. This Halloween thing, right? So,
yeah.
You know, there, we have people on all sides of this, Christian people that are on all sides of this. You know, some are, oh, it's Halloween, it doesn't mean much anything, my kids are just getting free candy. And then you have the other side that goes, oh my God, you can't even say the word, or, you know, God will be mad at you or something like that. But I don't go down that road. My attitude, point blank, is you look at the day. Who is it celebrating? What is it celebrating? Should we be involved in that? And when we create, kind of an alternative, are we really pushing against it, or are we kind of making it okay? So paint me a picture.
Well, we actually do our fall festival. We don't do it on Halloween. A couple of reasons. We did it last Friday. We had over 3,000 people on our church campus, and it was fun. You know, we have candy. We have a chili cook-off. We have music. We call it Theology of Fun at Grace Baptist Church. We just want people to be on our campus, safe place, enjoying their kids. You know, we have separated it from the traditional, Halloween celebration of all that is ghoulish and death and all that. We don't want anything to do with that. But part of the reason we do it on the Friday before is so that our people can be home on Halloween. Because you know what? The little kids in the neighborhood, they come by my house. And if I turn my light off and say, look, yeah, I don't celebrate Halloween, these little kids don't understand it. Most of their parents don't understand it.
That's right.
So we're trying to be good neighbors. We're trying to be helpful, and we just went down the block here an hour ago. People two doors down just had a baby, so we went down and took them a gift and talked to their little girl. Their little girl, her older one, is going to come by tomorrow night, and we're going to see her, and that helps us understand we're neighbors. We're in this. Now, I really understand that the whole derivation of, you know, it started off as All Hallows Eve, which was the night before All Saints Day. And it was an opportunity, really, to prepare for All Saints Day. That's all changed. And now I think what you find is that most people do not know, nor do they understand, that there is a good side to the Halloween celebration, and that is families getting together, people walking their neighborhood, getting to know each other. The downside is that it sometimes can anesthetize people to the reality of spirits and death and skeletons, and it makes that whole supernaturally evil side of life almost something that we make fun of and play with, and that's the dangerous side. I would really hope that parents do not ever let their children forget that there is evil. There are, that Satan and his demons are real, and death is not a friend, it's a robber.
I agree with you. I mean, it's funny, you started to hit on it, which is, you know, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of like the video games, right? You know, you get killed, you kill people in those video games, and you become cold to it, because what happens? You hit a button. And all those people you killed, they come right back to life again, and you play all over again. And it kind of, it changes the whole mind behind that. So I think you do the same thing from a spiritual standpoint, when you kind of poo-poo some of the things that Christ asked us to do and not to do, or what have you. So, again, I'm with you. I'm asking parents, just be careful. Watch what you're doing. Watch what you're approving with the kids. I do the same thing at Christmas time. Christmas has, you know, for all these people who say we can't have Santa Claus in the school because of a religious symbol, I am sorry. The fat guy in the red suit was not hanging from a cross. I do not know how he became a religious symbol. I have no clue.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that Santa Claus was a religious figure.
Oh.
It is true that some of the tradition behind St. Nicholas is that he attended the Council of Nicaea in 325, but I've never heard Santa. That's a new one on me.
Oh, no, no.
Wow.
Santa is, and being in my position as a school board, we get complaints and what have you, and I've done stories behind it where they consider Santa, you know, a religious symbol, you know, a symbol of Christmas, if you would. And Christmas is about Christ, therefore, oh, wait a minute, stop. There's a whole bunch of symbolism that have nothing to do with religion and Christmas. The other one that floors me is the Day of the Dead. How does that?
I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. How do you do that?
That's largely been imported, you know, from other countries into that wasn't part of America's culture, you know, 100 years ago, for sure. But I think Halloween, you know, when I was a kid, we'd grab a pillow case, and I'd go out for 4 or 5 hours with my friends, and I'd come back with a whole bunch of, you know, of Halloween candy, and I'd eat on it forever. That's been back when it was simple. Now, I think costumes, the way that the that the celebrities go out of their way to have these outrageous costumes, and the whole idea of death. I think we really, as parents, we have to make sure our kids know that death is real and it's no fun. And that if, since it's real and it's absolute, that we ought to spend our lives preparing to meet our Maker in a way that is gonna make us smile, not one that makes us frown.
Yeah, it's really, again, working with young people, working with parents, doing the stories I do on this show, and you believe me, you know, it's a lot to prey up on some of these things, because we do a lot of the negative stuff. We do positive things too, but we do a lot of the negative stuff, so we see the negative effects on these young people. To your point about suicide, you know, you look at these shows, you look at these stories, you look at what they're being taught in high school, and then when they make the jump to college, they're being taught that there's no foundations, there's nothing sure in their lives. Not that there's nothing real, but there's no assurance of anything in their lives. Can you imagine going through your whole life not knowing what was going to happen at the end, not having any surety? I mean, I'm praying to God, but is there a God? Is he really hearing what I have to say? What am I doing? Am I out of my mind? Who am I talking to? Do you know what I mean?
I do, because at our church we have a pretty large lay counseling movement. We see probably 50, 60, 70 people a month, many of whom have spent a ton of their life, you know, believing that if they can dream it, they can achieve it, they're going to be successful. And now they're in their 40s, most of them, and they're realizing they spent their whole lives trying to be successful, and they've got everything they want, but they lost their wife, they lost their kids, they lost their husband. They've got all the money that, you know, that they want, and all the toys that money can buy, but they are completely unfulfilled. Success did not satisfy. And now they're wondering, okay, what is life really about? And they don't have any place to look. They can't go back to their parents. Their parents didn't teach them there was anything about the supernatural. So fortunately, they probably run into somebody from our church who befriends them, who starts asking questions, and then says, you know what, why don't you come? Why don't you come to our house and let's talk about life? Because here at Grace, we'd rather they went through our people's front door than our front door first. We wanted to meet our people, and because we believe that what Jesus has taught us is best caught when it's modeled. And so we're going to teach and model God's word, and hopefully people will begin to understand they were created by a loving God who has a purpose for them. And when they find that purpose in him, that's when life will make sense.
You know, you tell people all the time, the only surety, and again, this, we're not doing church here, but we're kind of doing church here. I tell people, I've had money, I've not had money. I've slept in my car, I've slept in my house, I've slept in an apartment. I've had issues with my kids, I've not had issues with my kids. And in all of that, in everything that was going on, the only sure thing I had was Christ. The only joy in my life was knowing that I had Christ and I had a relationship with Christ. And, you know, if you don't have that, if you don't have a relationship with God, I don't know what holds people together. I have no clue. It boggles my mind.
I tell that to people all the time. You know, we had some people in our church who just got diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer, and we have some who've lost their parents, we had a child that was born and was dead, and that just devastated. And I tell these people, you know, what would we do if we didn't have the church family to come around us, and if we didn't have the sure promise of Christ in the Bible that he will never leave us or forsake us, and he's with us in the valley of the shadow of death? I don't think you make it in this world in any way that is satisfying without God.
Oh, I totally agree with you. All right, Pastor, if they want to find you, I watch one of your sermons online. I admonish other people to go find it, find you online. Where can they find your teachings?
You know, gracebaptist.org, and it's kind of weird because there are probably 500 Grace Baptist churches in the country, but somehow, guys, years ago, got gracebaptist.org.
And
you can find my sermons. You can go to hakethought.com and see my blogs, which I do occasionally. So, it's always good to be with you, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Hey, coming up the next hour, Harry Reid in 1993 claimed that no sane country would provide birthright citizenship. Wow. Harry Reid. Remember him? We'll talk more about him on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.